On this episode of Still Loading, power puffing action. Guys, it's Josh, and welcome to the newest episode of Still Loading. As you heard in the tagline, power puffing action. Sounds kind of dirty, but in reality, I'm just talking about good old Kirby. Holy shit, that rhymed. I actually didn't mean to do that. Anyway, so welcome to the newest episode. On today's episode, I will be talking about Kirby's Adventure for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Excuse me. I am continuing the 40 for 40 series, so let's jump on with it, shall we? Let's talk about the box art. So, I mean, first off, the box art honestly reflects the art of the game. Colorful, bright, and fun. It's got a picture of Kirby sucking in what looks like the edge of the box, like, and you can see behind it. It's a really cool, like, design, in all honesty, because what you see behind Kirby is, like, you know, his world, you know, palm trees, islands, beautiful landscape, that kind of thing. And then when he's like sucking in, you see him almost like tearing it away like it's a page. Like that, all that background is just a page that he's eating up. And behind that page is like stars and little evil footballs, which kind of like represents, I feel like, a little bit more of the game, because the whole idea is like the very back of the box, for example. What would Dreamland be without dreams? A nightmare. And so it kind of, you know, in my mind, that kind of paints the image of, like, there's a dream behind this. Really, really well done. Yeah, so I got to play it a little bit yesterday. I have played this game before, to be fair. I still have not beaten it, but I really enjoy the game. And since I'm really bad at old games, notoriously, Kirby is one of the easier ones. So I actually do plan on finishing this when I get the time to. I couldn't finish it yesterday, unfortunately, because my puppy kept bothering me the entire time, and since no one else was around, I can't even describe it. He got into a bunch of stuff, and I had to clean up, and then I had other stuff to take care of, so kind of ran out of time, unfortunately. But what I did play, I loved, and I'm probably going to play it as soon as I finish recording and editing this episode, because I really did enjoy it. I guess, spoiler, now you know what my final opinion is. Not like it matters. Who cares about my opinion? I just do this for fun. So let's kind of keep on reading. The Dream Spring, source of all dreams, has dried up, taking with it the blissful dreams of Dreamland. It's up to Kirby, the bombastic blimp, to return happy naps to the inhabitants of Dreamland. Kirby's appetite for adventure is as big as ever as he eats his way through a feast of all new enemies. In this adventure, he can also steal the abilities of the bad guys he scarfs down. With this new power, Kirby can perform 20 new tricks that will help him make his way through the nightmare infested Dreamland. Kirby's Adventure features brand new worlds to explore with the same fun, action-packed feel that made Kirby's Dreamland a Game Boy hit. That's what it says on the back. Let's see what the manual says, because as we have seen numerous times on this show before, manual and what's actually in there in the back of the box, or on the back of the box, excuse me, doesn't really always, you know, match up. So let's see what it says. Light years away, on a tiny star not visible from Earth, is the magical, peaceful place known as Dreamland. The beings that inhabit this wondrous world live a blissful existence that centers on eating, sleeping, and playing. An example of their carefree customs include a traditional after-lunch feast nap. Wow. You know what? This is actually really long. In all honesty, I kind of want to... This is really long. I'm going to hold off on reading this. I know I said I'd read it, but for those who did listen to the last episode, I do want to do those dramatic readings of video game manuals, and I think this one would be perfect. So I'm going to hold off on this. You just wait. You just wait. There's going to be some fun stuff coming down the pike with that. I am going to do that. I am going to, for those who actually care, I am going to do those dramatic readings. My brother is a struggling actor, but he's an actor nonetheless. And he has a bunch of actor friends, so hopefully, if they're interested, I mean, we'll find out. I'm not going to make any promises, but hopefully I can get more than just me trying to do my best dramatic readings of these manuals, because I'm not a good actor. But, all right. So, let's see what we got here. So, the game overall was super fun. The mechanics, the controls and mechanics are super tight. I know I say that about it's pretty much the only word I use to describe controls, I guess. I'll try to find more synonyms for that. But they're really good. You feel completely in control of Kirby. If you die, which I can't believe I died on something stupid earlier, but in any case, if you die, it's your own fault. It's not the game's in any way, shape, or form. You are in complete control, so it's all on you. The game is super fair, very well-paced, and I really enjoyed just playing through it. So, you know, Kirby can walk, run, squat, he can jump, he can slide, and then he can also, of course, float, which, for those who play Smash, knows that he can do. So he can hover through the air for a good while, and while you're all puffed up, if you hit the B button, he lets out a little air pellet, which will kill enemies. You can press B to inhale, and then, you know, whatever enemy comes over to you will suck up. So either you can spit the enemy back out, or you can press down and it will absorb the enemy and you gain whatever powers it offers. So some of the other powers that you can get, let's see if it gives you any in here. Because otherwise I'm just going to have to go off what I played. Yeah, there's not a whole lot in here, unfortunately. So what you can get, you can get Spark, you can get Flamethrower. There's tons and tons of different... there's a sword option. I can't even remember all the lists. I was hoping they would have it in the manual. Once again, no research goes into this. This is all just a playthrough and then a reaction. And my reaction is, I love it. I love it. I honestly want to go back and play more of it as soon as I finish this up. But so you can absorb different powers and then, you know, use them to your advantage. And it's cool because, because it offers so many powers, like it said on the back of the box, 20 some odd different abilities, it allows you to kind of customize your experience, if that makes sense. Like, you can play the game through a different way every time. So if you want to, you could, like, the power up you were really good with last time, you could, if you wanted to challenge yourself, you can be like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to use any of those. There's also bonus games that give you extra lives, as well as some bonus rooms that'll, like, give you different power-ups. So the one I found earlier was a sword power-up. So one of the power-ups I found in the room, in the bonus room, was a sword power-up. And that, it's super powerful, but you don't have any range with it. So there's different pros and cons to each power. I mean, it's a well-balanced game, just to say the least. The music, fantastic. I absolutely adore the music from Kirby's Adventure. I'll probably do a Kirby's Dreamland episode eventually too, since that was the original one in the series. The original Kirby's Dreamland was released for the Nintendo Game Boy in 1992, and now obviously the sequel, which is Kirby's Adventure, was released in 1993 for the Nintendo Entertainment System. So kind of back to the music. I will do an episode on Dreamland at some point. But back to what I was talking about, the music. It's amazing. I will probably do my best to find a song or a remix of it that I like to put at the end of the episode, like I try to do with most of the other, most of my other episodes, find some cool video game remix. But the music is fantastic. I still have the theme stuck in my head right now. I'll try to lay it in here. It was a very good game, and it was really ambitious for its time. Technically, it is one of the best-looking NES games I've ever seen. The graphics are phenomenal. It does have a little bit of that kind of like weird discoloration. You know how like in Super Mario Brothers 3 where there's that seam on the far right corner of the screen? Far right side. It's kind of got a little of that, but it's done not nearly as like invasive. It's really good. Graphically, it's amazing. The colors are bright and fun to look at. The music is great. I can't say how much I enjoy this game enough. Like, it was really fun, and I don't know if I'm making this episode shorter just so I can go back and play it, but yeah, I liked it a lot. And I will be doing, like I said, more Kirby games. That's one of the series honestly, I have not given enough time to. So my plan in the future is to actually sit down and play through a lot more of these games so I can do more episodes. And honestly, after this 40 for 40 series, I'm looking forward to doing some more modern games because while I love retro games and stuff, like I feel like I'm kind of sticking to that wheelhouse a little too much. I want to go to a newer one, maybe cover a Switch title or something now that I finally have a Switch. Or maybe I might just go back to it because hopefully maybe I can get my hands on a Super NES Mini. I doubt it because every place is sold out for pre-orders. I'm sure anyone listening to this probably wasn't able to grab theirs as well. Or maybe not. I don't know. There's some lucky ducks out there. But yeah, I don't know. After this, I'll probably be doing after the 4440 series is over, I might be taking a small break from the NES. In any case, really good game. Can't recommend enough. Great graphics, great music, great gameplay. Albeit a little easy, but overall, solid game. Definitely give it a shot if you have not. Either if you have a copy of it and haven't tried it yet, or if you don't have anything to play this old hardware on, or old games on, do an emulator. I don't recommend that because even without the whole legal trappings of it, which are kind of like in that weird gray area, it's just not as much fun. The controls aren't as good on an emulator, at least that I found, especially platforming ones. So in any case, thank you all for listening. I promise I will be doing some work on getting those dramatic readings of Nintendo menus. Oh, I can't wait. I did have, like I said, my brother is an actor, or working actor. I did have him come over and do a couple, and they were fantastic. So hopefully we can, you know, put some of those in, put some of those up soon. So looking forward to that. And I guess to wrap up, you can please rate, review, and subscribe. I could really use feedback and just any type of thing just to, you know, bring more awareness to the podcast, because I'm really bad at self-promoting. I'm too self-conscious about it. So it's easier if I just ask you guys and I don't have to worry about feeling like an idiot when I tell people about my podcast. Hopefully it's actually good. Who knows? But please, like I said, rate, review, and subscribe. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at StillLoadingPod on all three of them. Feel free to contact me on there. And yeah, so I will see you all next time. Have a good one.
Bye.